Good morning. It's 8:41 Finger Lakes Morning News, and time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. So we welcome Laura Turbide back. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I always ask you if there are any company-wide news or notes or anything before we meet what is going to be a new guest this morning.
Yes, well, we are excited to share that for Soldiers and Sailors, there'll be a special fundraiser, and it's going to be at a new tasting room, which is opening in Penny, and we thank them very much. It's on the 13th of August. And that is down closer to Penny and the Bash Tasting Room. And it's sort of a farm-to-table experience. You can go online, go on our Facebook page, sign up through there. But we are thrilled that they're honoring their father, who was Care for Soldiers and Sailors, and he was a key part of helping open the tasting room. So because of that, we invite people to join us and both support Soldiers and Sailors, but also get out for a great day at a new place. And I guess it's Tabora Farms Tasting Room, and it's at 4978 Lake Himrod Road in Dundee, and the event is going to be August 13th. You do need to RSVP for the event. You can go on to their website or ours, but we hope people will join us.
Now, I'm trying to keep straight all of the various healthcare configurations around our area because there are different companies owning different things. So we're going to talk to a provider from Clifton Springs Internal Medicine. Is that a new acquisition for Finger Lakes Health or one you've had for a while?
It is not. It is it's one of our FLH Medical PC offices.
Okay.
We've had it for many, many years. We have offices. We have FLH Medical PC has primary care offices in Clifton Springs, which is where we're going to talk with Kelly this morning. We also have Geneva Primary Care here at 200 North Street, at the very front of 200 North Street, across from North Street Pharmacy. We also have Seneca in Seneca County. Of course, we have Life Care, which many people are aware of, and we also have Seneca Family Health Center there. We also have a Dundee Family Health Center in Dundee, Clyde Family Health Center in Clyde, and then Preemption Family Medicine in Penyan, and also Cuca Healthcare in Penyan. So we have several primary care practices in addition to the PC having the FLH gastroenterology office and also interlaced orthopedic surgery up in Preemption Commons, and then we also have a Geneva General Surgical Associates and Geneva General Cardiology both in the office building at 200 North Street. So we have a lot of both specialty practices as well as primary care and, of course, dermatology. So
okay.
Many different practices under our umbrella, and we're thrilled this morning to have Kelly Bowen, who is a nurse practitioner, who has worked with us in several capacities, and I'll let her talk a little bit more about her background, but as a nurse practitioner, she'll see patients directly at the Clifton Springs office. So our Clifton Springs Internal Medicine welcomes her. She's a family nurse practitioner, and she also is a certified emergency nurse, so she has a really interesting path and background to coming this direction for us. She's also worked as a hospitalist and also has taught in our College of Nursing. So a whole interesting background, and welcome, Kelly, and we want to hear a little bit more about your hopes and what you're looking for in terms of working with patients up at our Clifton office.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Kelly.
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning. Good morning.
So like Laura said, you've done a number of different things within Finger Lakes Health. So is this position, is this something you were sort of aiming for, or did your path just sort of lead you this way?
I was very lucky. My path kind of led me this way, and that's one of the beautiful things about healthcare is that there is so many different varied opportunities in different fields. My last job where I was a hospitalist, I was responsible, along with my team of physicians and other mid-levels that I worked with, for taking care of patients when they were admitted to the hospital when they were acutely sick. But it's kind of like starting to put a puzzle together, and then you never get the final, the satisfaction of putting the puzzle all the way together. The patients get better, they go home, and then you never get to see or hear what happened to them afterwards. So they had asked me to come help out in this office in Clifton Springs, which I was doing on top of working as a hospitalist about 8 days a month since January. And I just fell in love with being able to have that follow-up and develop those relationships with the patients and getting to see what happens when they go home. And ideally, my job is to help keep them out of the hospital.
Now, you also have a broad teaching background within medicine. What does that experience bring to your position now?
I think one of the big things in medicine is, especially in the last several years, we've always used to focus on the disease process. And then we've learned that the best way to treat a disease is to help your patient avoid getting that disease altogether. So really my job is an advocate for the patient and to help give them information about different disease processes and how to keep them as well as possible. I tell patients, my personal philosophy is my job is not to tell you what to do, because ultimately my patients are very smart, they're autonomous people, they're able to look at risks and benefits and make good decisions for themselves. I have lots of information about disease processes and I can give you that information, but I really need them to help me and partner with me to tell me what works for their life, and so we can come up with a treatment plan that we can work on together to keep them healthy and out of the hospital.
I mean, it sounds like this practice that you're joining and your background really dovetails with the increased emphasis on family medicine and general practitioners and keeping people from having to see the specialists in the first place.
I absolutely, I have a diverse background. I've been working in healthcare since I was a teenager. I'm 42 years old now. I started at 16 working in the hospital as a volunteer and worked with recreational therapy. I worked in the pharmacy department. I've been a unit secretary, a nursing assistant. I've done registration and then finally a nurse and then nursing supervisor and now nurse practitioner. So I have a very deep understanding of how the healthcare organization works, and I help my patients navigate that process as well. One of the great things of being about a nurse practitioner is I'm able to help patients keep them well, work on preventative medicine, but I also am so blessed that I have a backup team of wonderful physicians that if they do need a referral to a specialist, they are just, a phone call away or a referral away, so that we can work together to keep the patients well. And then my job switches with having the specialists is becoming more of a gatekeeper and trying to make sure that someone's looking at the whole piece. Specialists are wonderful, and a lot of times they are experts their particular area, so if you have to send somebody to cardiology. So I work with them very closely for the patient's cardiology needs. But the rest of the time my focus is making sure, are we doing the other preventative medicine things that need to be done, like routine colonoscopies and mammograms and making sure we're monitoring blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol.
As I've done these conversations over the years, I learn more and more about the practice of medicine. And so one of the things I know is that a family nurse practitioner, you're authorized to do a pretty broad range of services by yourself.
Yes. Nurse practitioners have been around now for 50 years. They originally started out in Colorado. A physician who worked in pediatrics realized that he was spending a lot of his time doing preventative and routine well children checkups, and he was having his schedule full with those kind of visits, and the patients that were really sick and needed kind of a specialty care or the physician's expertise, he only had very limited appointments for. So what he did was he actually had some wonderful nurses that worked with him, and he trained them to be able to do the routine visits and the preventative care visits. So that freed him up so that he could see the patients that had complex medical issues who really could benefit from the expertise of a physician.
I've talked to a few people over the years with the background that you have in emergency practice, and I always ask, is it hard to leave your work at work, and is there a burnout factor when you work in the emergency room and you see life and death unfold in front of you in seconds?
With any job, self-care is very important. And whether you're working as a cashier in customer service, whether you're working in a factory or you're working in an office, anything that we're human. We try to take that stress home with us. So one of the things, especially I find with my caregivers in the family, whether that's mom or if it's a dad, whoever's the main caregiver of the family for the children, we tend to put ourselves last. So I find a lot with my patients in their 40s, they're busy raising kids, and they can tell me the exact month that the kids went to the dentist, but they can't tell me when they went themselves. Certainly in the emergency room, you're exposed to those kind of life or death situations more often than other people. And I think that's why it's so important to know your limitations, to be able to talk to somebody when you're stressed, when you have those really tragic events, but also being gentle to yourself and taking care of yourself and finding things that you like to do to relax, to de-stress, whether that's biking or reading or crafting. I think it's really important to add those relaxation things into your life.
Clifton Springs Internal Medicine is at 410 Clifton Springs Professional Park. And in September, you'll be joined by Dr. Cruz and Dr. Durfash. How do people get a hold of you or the doctors to establish a relationship?
We would love to have them. I'm very lucky to have both the physicians here that will be joining the team. And they can just call the office, the main number, at 315-462-7001, and we'd be happy to make them an appointment.
All right, Kelly Bowen, thanks very much. Good to meet you, and I'm sure we'll talk again at some point down the line. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Laura, thank you as always.
Take care, Ted. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly.